the Divided Kingdom radio program for August 5th, 2021. Lou Caverly and I, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, have been bringing you this Vital Watchman program since fall 2003. Many of you have come to know and trust our vital information and our sound spiritual belief in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our website is at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Be sure to check our listening archives for our crucial July 15th, 22nd, 29th programs at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Also, see my new essay there, 2021 Summer Death Shrieks. Tell others to visit DividedKingdomRadio.com. We can be heard on WWCR, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net. We can be heard on Global Star, I believe after Hawk, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Check those sites for listening schedules. Tonight, we begin our program entitled People, the Good, Bad, and the Ugly, with crucial headlines. First, I have an article, and this appeared on August 4th. And again, this shows the Global Reset Gang. They are going to push, and maybe we won't accept them. They're going to push, COVID vaccine mandates magnified, is the headline. COVID vaccines required for indoor dining, concerts in New York City, even SIM cards, and internet access in other countries. New York. New York City is requiring proof of a COVID-19 vaccination for indoor dining, fitness centers, and indoor concerts and performances, marking a continued ramp-up in new and renewed pandemic restrictions and mandates. The New York move comes as vaccine passports and mandates are imposed across the world as governments and employers worry about the Delta variants to COVID and push the unvaccinated to get shots. In Pakistan, government officials have threatened and in some areas turned off smartphone, SIM cards, and internet access for the unvaccinated. Other agencies threatened to restrict wages to the unvaccinated. The squelching of cell phone and internet access and threats of monetary penalties resulted in more than 1 million new COVID vaccinations on August 2nd. Pakistan has a population of 225 million people. In the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered government and police officials to lock down the unvaccinated in their homes and could restrict their access to grocery stores and markets. The orders are being challenged in the courts. Back in the U.S., the New York move comes as more private sector and government employers require workers to get vaccinated, and indoor mask mandates and guidance are renewed over concerns about coronavirus variants and another round of rising caseloads and hospitalizations. We have to interject. We heard about Disney. We heard about Walmart, didn't we, Lou?
That's right. We did.
Mandating vaccines for their workers. And back to the article, U.S. President Joe Biden and U.S. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky both recently said the federal government was looking at the legality of a national COVID vaccine mandate before walking back those statements. Lou, you're a red-blooded American. Are you going to accept such a thing?
Simple answer, no.
No. I think there are a lot of no's resounding right back to wherever the White House is, in the Biden basement.
I think so, too.
I think so. Back to the article, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said a COVID vaccine is required for societal participation. Now, listeners, did you catch that? Societal participation. I told Lou, you know, just as in the Old Testament, there's a prefiguring of Jesus. There are a lot of prophecies there that kind of hint at his coming. I think this type of thing is a prefiguring of Christian persecution and marginalization, even though right now the population that's going to be stigmatized appears to be the unvaccinated. So back to the article, this societal participation. And again, as I go back to that idea, this is the embryonic mark of the beast. There'll be something that sometime you will have to choose. you will have to choose whether you're going to be part of the evil. Already, you've had to choose if you were in a church. Are you going to go to a church that endorses the use of aborted fetal cell line-derived COVID vaccines, like at that church in Charleston, West Virginia, that Time magazine featured? Are you going to be part of that? Are you going to lose your soul? I think not. The listeners to this program are pretty staunchly the remnant, I believe. Don't you, Lou?
I think very much so, yes. I think they are the remnant.
Lou had to turn down another teaching job. No, we're trusting in the Lord. We're trusting in the Lord because we asked him. It would be a smaller school, a Christian, so-called Christian school. Of course, the COVID numbers are going up again here with the so-called Delta variant. But we realized that we wanted to turn to the Lord. And listeners, the passage he showed us was of Daniel. Daniel and his friends did not want to eat the king's food. They wanted to have the healthy food that God had always directed them to use. So there was a separation there. And we then asked the Lord another question. Was it his covenant for us to focus on the radio work now and trust him about the money? And we got a wonderful passage with the word covenant, and we believe that is his covenant. So if any of you ever want to help us, right now our bigger need would be at Global Star Communications. If anyone wants to write a little check to Global Star Communications, or you can send a little cash or a money order to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, the P.O. Box is 28, and you send it to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, and at Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. We really thank some of you listeners who have helped us. Well, one husband and wife helped us greatly toward a future need at WWCR. So now, back to this phrase, societal participation. See, somebody's going to be left out. Somebody's going to be stigmatized. Isn't that right, Lou?
Yes, without a doubt.
If we don't go along with a global tyranny. So de Blasio said, if you want to participate in society fully, you've got to get vaccinated. It's time. You'll need proof of a COVID-19 vaccination for indoor dining, indoor gyms, and indoor concerts and performances in New York City. This is a life-saving mandate to keep our city safe. And I think we heard that Broadway... Yes, I have that here in this article. Broadway producers announced Friday that audiences, actors, and staff will have to be vaccinated and wear masks indoors. Some GOP governors have signed bills aimed at restricting vaccine requirements and other COVID mandates. Government-imposed vaccine mandates and passports are being put in place in Europe, sparking protests in France and Germany. You'll hear more about that, I'm sure, tonight in our program. And of course, the CDC is going back with the guidance now to wear an indoor mask for the fully vaccinated. That's so interesting, isn't it? And now we move on to a few more headlines. July 29th, Natural News. Sydney extends lockdown as post-vaccine coronavirus and outbreak surges. Australia's largest city has extended the lockdown for another 4 weeks, beginning on July 28th. The Australian Defence Force, the country's military, will aid Sydney in enforcing its lockdown. Getting closer to martial law looks like a little bit there, doesn't it, Lou?
It sure does, yeah.
Yeah, when the military gets involved, you know, it was bad enough with the military involved there in Texas going around to the bars and trying to jab the inebriated folks. That was really disgusting. Next headline, Moderna representative. Everyone taking COVID-19 vaccine is, quote, pretty much part of a clinical trial. That was at Natural News July 30th. In other words, that was a whistleblower. Somebody was telling us that these are not authentic vaccines. These have not really been approved. We're in a clinical trial. Then that article had a little bit more about it. the leaked audio of a phone call between a Moderna representative and a woman who developed Guillain-Barré syndrome post-Moderna injection revealed the biggest clinical trial in vaccine history is underway. The rep admitted that vaccine recipients are, quote, pretty much part of a drug trial. Lou, you have some more headlines.
I do. People, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start at the top of the totem pole with the U.S. aging tribal crazy chief bear, Biden. AP reported President Joe Biden speaks during a visit to the Lehigh Valley Operations Facility for Mack Trucks in Pennsylvania, Wednesday, July 28, 2021. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House still hailed the second quarter GDP numbers, pointing to consumer spending and economic growth number above pre-pandemic levels. Much of the U.S. economy reopened during the second quarter, with COVID metrics down and mask mandates lifted. Now, mask mandates are being reimposed at workplaces and schools, and more employers, including large companies and governments, are issuing vaccine mandates for workers. That list includes Facebook, Google, Netflix, the state of California, the state of New York, New York City, and President Joe Biden could extend vaccine mandates to federal workers. Biden also wants state and localities to offer $100 to those getting COVID vaccines to help overcome hesitancies and resistance. Biden is also directing the Pentagon to look into adding the COVID-19 shot to its list of required vaccinations for military personnel. Biden also wants similar requirements for federal contractors, according to the Associated Press. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is telling fully vaccinated persons to consider wearing masks indoors in crowded places because of fears of the Delta variant to the coronavirus. Major hospital systems and universities are also requiring COVID vaccines. Now, yes, crazy. We have person number one, Biden, Bear Biden. We have person number two, Rochelle Walensky. And number three, of course, the notorious NIAID, Dr. Anthony Fauci. More about all these three. And then you get to pick the category. Is it good, bad, or ugly for these overlords and this lady of tyranny? The headline, the president is a trusted voice. White House on lack of COVID-19 briefings after CDC announcement. By Zachary Strieber, or Stieber, I guess it is, July 31st, 2021. Updated July 31st. 2021. Well, I believe that's what I just said, so I guess it was updated once during the day. President Joe Biden delivered a speech on Thursday that addressed the recent decision to recommend fully vaccinated people wear masks. The White House said Friday when asked about the lack of COVID-19 press briefings following the sudden reversal. Quote, why are the doctors not here in the briefing room to take our questions? Why have we not had a COVID briefing? A reporter asked White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre in Washington. The reporter noted that Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, announced the new mask recommendations on Tuesday in a teleconference briefing. However, since then, the White House COVID-19 response team has foregone their customary updates. Jean-Pierre said, and remember, she was the deputy White House press secretary. I would argue that we had the president of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are as a country. I mean, he is a trusted voice. He's the leader of our country. The reporter said, but he's not a scientist. No, but we heard from him, right? We heard from the president yesterday. We heard from the president about the Delta variant and vaccinations. In general, the day before yesterday, when he was in Pennsylvania, when he was supposed to talk about Buy American, which he did. But he led off talking about the vaccinations, the deputy press secretary responded. And I'll interject, that was person number one, our president. Good, bad, or ugly?
Bad.
All right. Now we go to, let me see now. Where are we here? Person number three, Anthony Fauci.
What happened to person two?
That's a good question. Where
Maybe
is
that
person
was Rochelle
two?
Walensky, the
Oh,
the
yes,
lady.
Yes. That's person number two. Well, we have both of them together here. That's what it is.
Oh, neat.
Well, Walensky and Fauci appeared on various networks following the CDC's announcement, which initially had no published data to support it. During one of her TV appearances, Walensky claimed that wearing masks and getting more people vaccinated could halt the, quote, chain of transmission, unquote, of the Delta variant in a couple of weeks. Fauci, meanwhile, defended...
Oh, a couple of weeks. Oh, gosh. I'll be back to shopping in stores, and everything will just be hunky-dory in a couple weeks. We've heard this before. We've heard this way back even in the Trump era. Just a few weeks, just a month.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
You'll be able to do everything you used to do. You just get that shot.
Yes.
But meanwhile, Fauci defended the abrupt shift in mask guidance. And this is a quote from Dr. Fauci appearing on MSNBC. Quote, even though 2 months ago the CDC came out with a recommendation that individuals who are vaccinated do not need to wear masks indoors or outdoors, something has changed. What has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed. The CDC hasn't flip-flopped. Unquote. Another half of Americans are fully vaccinated against the CCP virus as of Friday, with another 26 million having gotten at least one dose of a vaccine. And I'll interject, zing, yes, you picked correctly. All three belong to two categories, both the bad and the ugly. It's very, very interesting that an introductory headline or heading to this article proclaimed this fact. 74% of COVID-19 cases from Massachusetts outbreak occurred in fully vaccinated people.
Yes, Lou, are the unvaccinated really creating the uptick in COVID? As Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says, we look at Massachusetts. WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh, published July 23rd, the headline, state confirms nearly 5,200 get COVID after vaccine, 80 dead. Officials in Massachusetts have confirmed that nearly 5,200 people have come down with COVID after being vaccinated, and so far 80 of those victims are dead. NBC Boston reported the State Department of Public Health gave the case numbers as the Delta variant makes inroads into the state. The broadcaster said those, quote, breakthrough cases, quote, where fully vaccinated individuals test positive for coronavirus, end of quote, have been, quote, rare so far. Quote, as of July 17th, a total of 5,166 breakthrough cases had been reported to the state DPH. Of those, 272 people were hospitalized and survived. Of the 80 people who died, 23 died without being hospitalized. 57 died following a hospital stay, the report revealed. The Western Journal had reported only a month ago that the Massachusetts number of breakthrough cases at that time was 4,000. At the time, the report said, the development and others raises further suspicions surrounding the fledgling vaccines, including the most important, if you can still contract COVID-19, why get vaccinated? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said then that the vaccines are expected to prevent, quote, most people from getting COVID. By Sunday, now this is Elizabeth speaking again, August the 1st, the CDC, according to the AP, had changed its tune. And here's a quote from an AP update. The CDC study shows in July there were 469 COVID cases in the Massachusetts study. Three-quarters of them, 74% or 346 of the cases, were fully vaccinated, with 87% of those breakthrough cases among men. Gibraltar and Iceland have high vaccination rates, 99% and 71% respectively. but also have seen recent spikes in coronavirus cases. The Delta variant, health officials say, is more transmissible and can result in more hospitalizations than other COVID strains. In the U.S., some major employers, including Disney and Walmart, are requiring COVID vaccines for workers. Biden is also requiring vaccines for federal workers, and those who don't get shot will have to wear masks and submit to testing. Facebook, Netflix, and Google are also requiring vaccines among employees. Many other workplaces are requiring masks in adherence to the CDC's Delta-driven guidance. And the AP photo showed President Joe Biden holding a face mask as he announced from the East Room of the White House in Washington Thursday, July 29th, that millions of federal workers must show proof they've received a coronavirus vaccine or submit to regular testing and stringent social distancing, masking, and travel restrictions in an order to combat the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, boo to Biden. His buddy to the north, untrusted Trudeau, takes his place in the roster of lies. LifeSite News, Anthony Murdoch, July 30th, 2021. The headline, Trudeau says no more excuses to not get a COVID shot, blames new cases on unvaccinated. It's the unvaccinated and partially vaccinated who are getting sick right now, the Canadian Prime Minister claims. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claimed there are no more excuses to not get the COVID-19 shots and attributed new cases of the virus to those who have not been jabbed. He said, speaking Tuesday in Moncton, New Brunswick, quote, these vaccines work, and they're safe, and they're also available, and of course completely free. So with enough doses for everyone, there's no more excuses to not get your shot, unquote. He then said new cases are due to those who have chosen not to get the COVID-19 injections, which has been associated with severe side effects such as blood clots, rashes, miscarriages, and even heart attacks in young, healthy men. Trudeau said, quote, we don't want to start overwhelming our ICUs and hospitals again with unvaccinated people getting cases, unquote. He claimed that the overwhelming majority of new cases right now in Canada are in those who, quote, haven't been fully vaccinated yet, unquote. Trudeau also let slip publicly what has been speculated for some time, that those with two doses of the COVID-19 jab can still pass on the virus to others. Recent statistics from the UK government show that most cases, more than 50% of the Delta variant of COVID-19, are in those who have had two doses of the virus jab. Vaccines in Canada are not mandatory, and each province is in charge of its health matters. Trudeau on Tuesday said the COVID-19 jabs have passed Canada's, quote, world-class standards of medical approvals, and that they work, unquote. Canadian Dr. Charles Hoff of Lytton, British Columbia, recently stated that he has seen blood clotting in his patients who have had COVID-19 jabs. He also gave a dire warning, saying the mechanism of injury from the COVID-19 shots is causing permanent damage to organs that cannot regenerate, and that, quote, the worst is yet to come. Category? Bad, bad. Ping bad, Trudeau. Next. Elizabeth, it's not just in Massachusetts. Here's another headline. Vaccinated people account for 75% of coronavirus infections in Singapore. This was from Natural News, authored by Nolan Barton, Tuesday, July 27th. Vaccinated individuals accounted for three-quarters of Singapore's Wuhan coronavirus infections in the last 4 weeks, putting a dent in the country's vaccination program. Singapore, which has been distributing the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, has already vaccinated nearly 75% of its 5.7 million people, the world's second highest rate behind the United Arab Emirates. Half of the country's population is fully vaccinated. Of Singapore's 1,096 locally transmitted infections in the last 28 days, 484, or about 44%, were in fully vaccinated people. while 30% were partially vaccinated, and just over 25% were unvaccinated individuals, according to data provided by the government Thursday, July 22nd. The data also showed that infections in the last 14 days among vaccinated people older than 61 stood at about 88%, higher than the figure of just over 70% for the younger group. Linfa Wong, a professor at Duke NUS Medical School, said elderly people had been shown to have weaker immune responses upon vaccination. In Israel, which also has a high vaccination rate, about half of the 46 patients hospitalized in severe condition by early July had been vaccinated. Excuse me. And the majority were from risk groups. Singapore bans restaurant dining, gatherings of more than two people. Beginning Thursday, Singapore banned restaurant dining and gatherings of more than two people as the country reverted to Phase 2, also known as heightened alert. And from the Western Journal, data obliterates vaccine narrative. Fully vaccinated make up a huge portion of COVID cases. By Taylor Pentley, July 30th, 2021. Wear a mask, social distance, get vaccinated. Leftists have been telling us how to live for over a year now. Now, they've added the vaccinated and unvaccinated to their identity politics game. But the numbers don't match their narrative. Earlier this month, the chief scientific advisor to the UK government announced that 40% of Britons hospitalized with COVID-19 had been fully vaccinated. Now we have alarming data from this side of the pond. According to health officials, approximately 1 in 4 new COVID-19 cases reported in LA are among the fully vaccinated. The data comes from July 1st to July 16th, during which time there were 13,598 reported cases in Los Angeles. Vaccinated people accounted for 3,592 of them, or 26%, according to KCOP-TV. Not to mention that overall cases have been on the rise despite the widespread availability of the vaccine. Los Angeles County Public Health Director, Dr. Barbara Farah, noted that the rise in infections during a board of supervisors meeting on Tuesday, but she was careful to mention that the rate of infection increased more slowly among vaccinated individuals. Still, vaccinated people account for over a quarter of infections in the second most populated city in America. Why is that? The Justice Department has declared that vaccine mandates don't violate federal law, though President Joe Biden is imposing one on all federal employees. New York City and the state of California have done the same to their government workers. Far from putting an end to the pandemic as promised, the vaccines have only brought about even more draconian measures than the ones that failed the first time around.
And now, Lou, we're looking at people tonight, the good, the bad, or the ugly. And, of course, the Bible consigns liars to hell. So next we look at syndicated columnist Stephen Roberts, the widower of Cokie Roberts, whose vitriolic pen was always going after DJT, Donald J. Trump. This article is headlined, WWJD, Jesus Would Get Jabbed. In the book of Matthew, Jesus is asked, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? He answers, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. But the second admonition, Jesus adds, quote, is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Think about that, Stephen Roberts says. All the law, Jesus says. All his teachings flow from two simple ideals, loving your Lord and loving your neighbor. That is why the current battle over getting vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus is so critical and so confounding. If you really love Jesus, if you really live by his laws, then your choice is clear. Get the shot, not just for yourself, but out of love for others, your family, your friends, your neighbors. and yet the reddest areas of the country, which also tend to be the most religious, lag far behind the bluer and more secular regions in terms of vaccination rates. Have all those churchgoers stopped reading their Bibles lately? Did they miss the love thy neighbor part? Or have they let politics and partisanship overshadow their religious values? It would not be the first time. In 2016, according to exit polls, 4 out of 5 white evangelical or, quote, born-again Protestants backed Donald Trump, an avowed sexual predator who married 3 times and seldom attended church or professed his faith. Last year, his margin dropped slightly, but he still won white evangelicals by 3-1. In the latest Washington Post ABC poll, quote, there's a strong correlation between politics and vaccination rates, stronger than any other rhetoric, writes the Post's Philip Burrig. I'm not sure of that word, that name, Burrup. Quoting a Harvard study, he reports, the vast majority of the least vaccinated districts are represented by Republicans, often far-right Republicans. Vaccine deniers insist on the right to make their own choices, and that freedom is a profound American and Christian value. It's their essential nature as creatures made in God's image that entitle human beings to certain inalienable rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, states the Declaration of Independence. But inalienable does not mean absolute. Your liberty, like your, quote, pursuit of happiness, has limits. Individual rights have to be weighed against common obligations and the rights of others. Getting vaccinated is not just a personal choice, but a moral imperative. COVID-19 is a highly infectious disease, and the Delta variant is even more contagious than the original version, as Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration, warned on CBS, quote, for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime in terms of the risk of putting them in the hospital. The daily infection rate has nearly tripled in the last month, but virtually all of those patients rejected immunization and thus seriously endangered others. How's that for loving your neighbor? Lou, could you get me a Tums?
I'll see if I can find one.
All right, and while the listeners are, there's no question, you don't ping good. You don't ping bad. You ping ugly.
Yes.
Ugly.
I'm
Sally Lou Pocket says this is one of the ugliest editorials I've ever heard, defaming my Lord, using his scripture to try to push death, just like they did in that Bible church in Charleston, West Virginia, that Time magazine reported on. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. As the wife of a Southern preacher, and I know I'm fictional, but sometimes I have to come back to the divided kingdom when things get unbearable. And this was one of those times, Pat. Go ahead.
That's right. It was. All right. People, good, bad, ugly, or noble hiders, and true to Jesus Christ. Next we have from LifeSite News. The headline reads, Archbishop Bergano, vaccines made with fetal tissue are a, quote, human sacrifice of innocent victims offered to Satan, unquote. This appeared on Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. And the introductory subheadline says, the most innocent and defenseless creature, the baby in the womb, in the third month of gestation, is sacrificed and dismembered in order to extract tissue from a still palpitating body, with which to produce a non-cure, a non-vaccine, which not only does not heal from the virus, but in all likelihood causes a greater percentage of death than COVID itself, especially in the elderly or those who are sick. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vergano speaks at the Rome Life Forum in May 2018. Now, bringing you up to date, July 21st, 2021, Archbishop Carla Maria Vigano, in a foreword to a book on the problem of the coronavirus vaccine, decries the satanic nature of this vaccine using tissue of aborted babies in its production and testing. For this Italian prelate, the vaccine is a tool of the globalist ideology, which is, quote, anti-human, anti-religious, and anti-Christic, unquote. Vigano sees that abortion is proposed by the Satanists as a true and proper religious right, arguing that in this satanic worldview, through an abortion-tainted vaccine, one becomes a member of the satanic anti-church. He writes that Satan claims, quote, through the pharmaceutical companies that use fetal tissue from abortions to manufacture a so-called vaccine that is presented in the delirium of COVID-19 as a sacrament of salvation by which one is incorporated into the mystical body of Satan, the globalist anti-church, unquote. Mors tua vita mea, that is, your death is my life, is the title of the Italian book on the abortion-tainted coronavirus vaccines, to which Archbishop Vigano has contributed a foreword, and excerpts from that appear below. Edited by Professor Massimo Biglioni, the book contains essays also by Bishop Anathasius Schneider and LifeSite's editor-in-chief, John Henry Weston. Its subtitle is The End Does Not Justify the Means. For Archbishop Vigano, there is no doubt that coronavirus vaccines can never justify the killing of unborn babies. On the contrary, this vaccine seems to be used as a means to getting us more and more used to killing babies for the sake of humanity. He states, quote, we cannot fail to see how instrumental it, that is the vaccine, is, precisely in its mystical value, mystical is in quotes there, to the collective acceptance of human sacrifice as normal and indeed necessary. The most innocent and defenseless creature, the baby in the womb, in the third month of gestation, is sacrificed and dismembered in order to extract tissue from a still palpitating body with which to produce a non-cure, a non-vaccine, which not only does not heal from the virus, but in all likelihood causes a greater percentage of death than COVID itself, especially in the elderly or those who are sick. Below is the excerpt of Archbishop Vigano's foreword to the book Mors Tua Vita Mea, published with kind permission by Professor Massimo Biglioni. The barbarism in which our society finds itself is now evident. Its values have been gradually erased as hateful vestiges of an extinct world to the advantage of the delusions of globalist ideology, which shows itself to be ever more anti-human, anti-religious, and anti-Christic. The most antithetical principle of this infernal barbarism with respect to Christian civilization is infanticide, the human sacrifice of innocent victims offered to Satan. And despite the horror of seeing it brazenly admitted, we cannot be surprised if abortion is proposed by the Satanists as a true and proper religious right, to which protection must be given in the name of freedom of worship. The ancient pagan rituals, Omnis Dei Gentium Demonia, says the psalm, live again today in the sacrificial offering that unfortunate mothers believe can be claimed as a right. In the firstborn of Israel, if the firstborn of Israel belong to the Lord, the Semeia Dea demands much more of the firstborn and even claims them through the pharmaceutical companies that use fetal tissue from abortions to manufacture a so-called vaccine that is presented in the delirium of COVID-19 as a sacrament of salvation by which one is incorporated into the, quote, mystical body, unquote, of Satan, the globalist anti-church. On the other hand, the liturgical connotation of the pandemic intentionally echoes signs and symbols proper to the true religion in such a way as to deceive even the simple and push them to conform to a collective cause that exempts them from making decisions independently and binds them to an uncritical obedience.
We cannot forget the funeral processions of military trucks, the contradictory and intolerant attitude of the COVID priests, the health magisterium of the, quote, experts, the inquisition against the denier, quote, heretics, and the adherence to the most grotesque superstitions passed off as science by virologist sorcerers and television vessels. The gene serum that is called a vaccine, as scientists and specialists have very well demonstrated, and as its producers themselves admit, does not guarantee immunity. It does not rule out serious short-term and long-term side effects. It is not effective against certain variants of COVID. It does not eliminate the need for masks and social distancing. In the majority of cases, the number of positive tests increases, and so media terrorism and the tightening of containment measures also increases. Proposed as a panacea, the so-called vaccine has turned out only to be the source of enormous, scandalous profits for Big Pharma, and at the same time serves as a pretext to impose health passports and other systems for controlling the masses and limiting natural liberties. But alongside this obvious uselessness of the vaccine, a uselessness that any doctor not subservient to the system would have considered from the beginning, since the coronaviruses are susceptible to mutation, we cannot fail to see how instrumental it is precisely in its, quote, mystical value to the collective acceptance of human sacrifice as normal and indeed necessary. The most innocent and defenseless creature, the baby in the womb, in the third month of gestation, is sacrificed and dismembered in order to extract tissue from his still palpitating body with which to produce a non-cure, a non-vaccine, which not only does not heal from the virus, but in all likelihood causes a greater percentage of death than COVID itself, especially in the elderly or those who are sick. But who are the mothers who, denying their very nature, agree to kill their own child? The majority of them are women in their first pregnancy, unaware of the horror they are about to commit and the remorse that will accompany them forever. Here are the firstborn to be consecrated to Satan, the children of unfortunate mothers and spoiled girls who discover what it means to be mothers precisely in not wanting to be so, instead perverting their femininity by reducing it to a bargaining chip or an instrument of ephemeral enjoyment in the name of rights, which they claim for themselves, but which they permit themselves to deny to the creatures they carry in their womb. The known serviam repeats itself inexorably every time the obedience of the fiat is refused and the will of the Almighty is rebelled against.
In abortion, Satan achieves the greatest injury to God. He offends him as creator, making the mother the murderer of her own child. He offends him as the Lord, usurping the right of life and death over innocent creatures, and claiming the right to violate the fifth commandment with impunity. He offends him as Redeemer, nullifying the fruits of Christ's passion for creatures killed without the grace of baptism. He offends him as Father, while also vilifying the sacred maternity of the Most Holy Virgin. Great confusion reigns in this painful phase of the history of the Church. The inaction or abuse of the authority of the hierarchy, along with the betrayal of so many false pastors and mercenaries, does not help to dispel the confusion of the faithful. And indeed, the shepherds even feed the confusion with partial, discordant, and contradictory directions. In this, too, we can realize the gravity of the situation and how much the defection of the pastors is a necessary premise for the establishment of the kingdom of the Antichrist. If the Pope and the bishops had a minimum of fear of God, they would not try to justify such unworthy sophistry with a vaccine that in order to produce or to be produced requires stem cells obtained from voluntarily aborted fetuses. But perhaps there are also prelates who care more about the hypocritical praise of the enemies of Christ than the heroic witness of the faith. So Vagano's earnest contending for the faith, not just good, but a beautiful witness to our Lord, comes smack up against the beyond bad of our program title, People, the Good, Bad, and Ugly. Not just the previous aborted children are mocked by COVID-19 jabs, but here's what's in store for God's little ones. Shall we rename the FDA instead of the Food and Drug Administration, the Front for Death Abomination? The title, the FDA just ordered COVID vaccine manufacturers to use more children for medical experiments and spike protein jabs. Monday, August 2nd, by Ethan Huff, Natural News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is calling on Pfizer and Moderna to recruit more children into their respective Wuhan coronavirus vaccine trials. Children between the ages of 5 and 11 are needed, the FDA insists, to determine whether a rare side effect involving heart inflammation is more common among young vaccinated people than it is among older vaccinated people. The FDA wants at least 3,000 more very young children to be experimentally injected, according to the New York Times. Because this will allegedly help the agency determine which age groups are most negatively affected by Fauci flu shots. A spokesman from Moderna told the Washington Post that it is, quote, actively discussing a proposal with the FDA to expand its trial to enroll a larger safety database, which increases the likelihood of detecting rare events, unquote. The pharmaceutical giant has not yet indicated the size of that trial. As for Pfizer, it also announced plans to expand its injection trials to include more innocent children. These children will be recruited from the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain, and will be sent to more than 90 different clinical trial sites around the world. The FDA and CDC want to murder your children. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, says that there are now 674 confirmed cases of myocarditis and pericarditis among people ages 30 years and younger who took a Chinese virus jab.
And Lou, may I interject a
yes.
little bit when you were telling about these little children? What were the ages? Was it 3 up to 12?
5 to 11.
5 to 11. And I thought of the noble ideals of Archbishop Carlo Vigano, the noble ideals of exposing that this is really a satanic sacrifice. And I had to think there that in the name of finding out how many little ones there, ages 5 to 11, would get the myocarditis, how many of those lives would be ruined and handicapped forever. It is a satanic sacrifice. This is really beyond evil. But go ahead with what you're telling us. There's more now, isn't there?
There is, yes. The vast majority of these cases, which involve inflammation of the heart and the lining that surrounds the heart, occurred in young people who received one or the other of the mRNA, that is, messenger RNA injections, produced by Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC claims that it and its quote-unquote partners are currently in the process of investigating these reports to see, quote, whether there is a relationship to COVID-19 vaccination, unquote. Back in June, the FDA added...
This sounds like Mengele, doesn't it?
It does.
He specialized on working on twins, and he would butcher them, and he would put chemicals into them, and then you see what happens. They're going to just kind of have a lottery there, like playing Russian roulette. You know, two cars driving fast, and they're going to see which car smashes into the cliff first, how much injury will be there for the parent to cope with. It has to be a satanic, a Luciferian ritual. There's no other question in our minds, because this is beyond irrationality.
So true, yes. Continuing, back in June, the FDA added a warning to the jabs, indicating that they could cause myocarditis, of pericarditis, pointing to the manufacturer of fact sheets that also say the same thing, particularly, this is in quotes, particularly following the second dose, unquote. Still, the CDC insists that the risk is low and that everyone 12 years and older should, quote, get vaccinated as soon as possible, unquote. Meanwhile, the risk of a child testing positive for the Fauci flu is basically zero, and the risk of actually manifesting symptoms is even smaller. Children are safe from the pandemic, in other words, or at least they were until the government came for them, too. First, they came for the elderly and the immune compromised, and most people did nothing because they did not fall into that category. Then they came for healthy adults, and since many of them were tired of being locked down, they complied. Now the government wants the children, and since every other age group has been or is in the process of being injected, there is almost nobody left to take a stand for these innocent ones. Wrote one commenter at the Epoch Times, quote, this is pure evil. They don't care about anyone's health. They care about their agenda. Another wrote, If you're a parent who lets his child be a test subject for Pfizer or Moderna, knowing the child could be seriously hurt in the outcome, you're not even human. Many others had similar things to say, calling this whole thing mass experimentation and child abuse. Taking advantage of innocent humans for financial gain and eugenics purposes is the epitome of evil, and the world just seems to be letting it happen. The latest news about injuries and death caused by Trump vaccines can be found at chemicalviolence.com.
Is America damned to hell now? These things that we're bringing you tonight are very high on the moral scale of abomination. And now, this is an unbelievably evil equivalent of Nazi-era IG Farben, maker of deadly gas, Zyklon B. This news blurb is in direct contradiction to the 80% of pregnant women who miscarried during COVID vaccine trials. And here it is. This was July 31st. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, as reported by the AP July 31st, gave some horrendous advice. It said, quote, vaccinations in tens of thousands of pregnant women over the past several months have shown the shots are safe and effective during pregnancy. They advised all pregnant women to get the shots. The president of the OBGYN group, Dr. Martin Tucker, said that, quote, doctors should enthusiastically recommend the shots to their patients. I think that adverb, enthusiastically, may qualify Mr. Martin Tucker someday to a very special cubbyhole in a place that's very, very hot forever. And now we also think about what was said in Matthew 18:2-7. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. We repeat that last phrase of Jesus, woe unto the world because of offenses. Our next headline, Biden calls on schools to host COVID vaccination clinics for kids 12 and up and more. This was by Children's Health Defense Team, July 30th. President Joe Biden called, and this was Education Week reporting this. President Joe Biden called on school districts Thursday to host pop-up clinics in order to get more children 12 and older vaccinated against COVID-19, part of his administration's new push to increase vaccinations as the Delta variant of the coronavirus spreads. The president also directed pharmacies participating in the federal retail pharmacy program to prioritize children 12 and older for vaccinations and also to work with school districts to host vaccination clinics. And then we had this thing, you know, that we're telling you about. It's like a rabid dog that gets one chunk out of your hand and then it won't let loose and it moves up and it's still hanging on till you lose your arm. States rush to administer COVID vaccine doses before they expire. CBS News reported hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine doses have been saved from the trash after U.S. regulators extended their expiration date for a second time, part of a nationwide effort to salvage expiring shots. The Food and Drug Administration sent a letter to shot maker Johnson & Johnson on Wednesday declaring that the doses remain safe and effective for at least 6 months when properly stored. The FDA's move gives the shots an extra 6 weeks as public officials press more Americans to get inoculated. Yes, these efforts are taking place in multiple states as public health officials try to ensure that soon-to-expire shots are put into arms before they must be discarded. And you know, tonight, listeners, since we're talking about people, the good, bad, and the ugly, I have to move next to LifeSite News. And, of course, this was July 23rd. Mitch McConnell threatens more lockdowns if people don't get vaccinated. And we hear that our leader, President Biden, might be threatening the same thing. Anyway, this article said, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, July 23rd, warned on Tuesday that all This was July 23rd, the article. He warned on Tuesday that all Americans could be forced back into lockdown by the fall if more Americans don't take experimental COVID-19 shots. Quote, these shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible, or we're going to be back in a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year, the Kentucky Republican told reporters Tuesday. McConnell's latest dire warnings come as the daily average of deaths from COVID in the U.S. were just 223. In a country of 328 million, where on average more than 7,700 people die each day of all causes. While McConnell did not directly threaten citizens with confinement in their homes or the massive economic and societal hit of business and school closures, he alluded to, quote, a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for unless more people get the shots, a reflection of the media narrative of a, quote, dangerous fall ahead. It never occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shot, McConnell said. Duh. And now, Lou, what about, before we have to go off the air for this week, what about Senator Lindsey Graham?
Well, it appears that Lindsey Graham has caught COVID in spite of the fact that he was fully vaccinated. And he says, well, I might have been a lot worse off if I hadn't got the vaccination. But I thought vaccines were supposed to keep you from getting whatever disease they were supposed to.
Oh, yes, but Lou, he said that he would have had far worse symptoms.
That's right.
Without the vaccination.
That's right. He said he would have been much worse off.
Oh, I wonder who his money gatherers include, you know, I'm reaching out probably to the arms of Big Pharma.
Oh, he's probably getting enough that a little coronavirus wouldn't hurt him too much.
Oh, yes, I think so. We need deep prayer for our country because we're undergoing judgment. There's no doubt. And there's some pushback over there. We'll get to some of that next week. Paris and some other people. But we have these odious people, too, like Gene Lyons, and he wants everybody to have a jab in their arm. His column, July 30, said, if only people had more common sense than dogs. You see, we're no better than animals to the globalists. But in God's eyes, every one of us is a perfect creation made in the image of God. Thank you for listening, and our love and prayers are with you. Good night.